When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK is brought to you by Sunbury Motors, APW, Peters Home Appliance Center, Alexander Family Dealerships, Glicks, Lackawanna College, WNL Mazda, Purdy Insurance Agency. Now, let's go courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief Dave Ritchie.
After a start that was supposed to be in the beginning of December, ended up becoming the beginning of January, still almost getting in a full slate of games, playing basketball in March for the first time in over a decade, we are at the final game of the regular season, believe it or not, here in the Sealed Dome in Selins Grove, as the Shikellamy Braves take on the Selins Grove Seals. Kevin Herr, along with the Chief Dave Ritchie, tonight as we get ready for the tune-up for playoff basketball. But again, this is one game that is going to be very, very exciting because it's Selins Grove and Shikellamy, Chief.
Yeah, and there's some other reasons too, Kevin. Shikellamy would like to hold on to a number one seed and get the home game against number four. And with Selins Grove's win last night against Northumberland Christian, gave them three wins. They get another win. There's a chance that they could become the fourth seed. Okay,
and we could see a repeat
in the District 6, District 4, 5A. Well, probably if Shikellamy would lose, Central Mountain would get the number one seed, don't you think?
Well, it's possible. I mean, but believe it or not, even with Central Mountain's win over Shikellamy on Tuesday night, the points didn't make enough of a jump for them to be tight enough. So yeah. There's a lot of things that are on the bubble here tonight. Obviously, Shikellamy will have a home game on Monday night, no matter what happens tonight. It could be against Selins Grove.
It could be against Hollidaysburg.
Well, it could be against Hollidaysburg, or it could be against Bellefonte.
Well, we've named all five teams except for Central Mountain that are in this playoff.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, it's the fact that there are six classifications in high school basketball in Pennsylvania that we run into these bizarre situations. And this year there are so many teams that don't have winning records, and if they would still have you must be 500 to go to districts, nobody would go to districts in District 6 and 4.
You wouldn't
in the 5A. You're right.
Well, that is not the case, but tonight's game, a big game of a momentum boost for either of these teams. You know, Shikellamy looking to get back on the winning ways after they lost 63-57 to Central Mountain. The Braves, though, have won five of their last seven in this stretch and are really setting themselves up not only for the number one seed but also for a good run going into the playoffs.
Well, definitely they're playing much better basketball. A lot of it has to do with the confidence that they've learned. I think it all started with the Southern Columbia victory and you know, then Shamokin the very next night. They had a little glitch with Bloomsburg, but then just a thumping of Lewisburg on the home court, and of course that big comeback against Berwick. Even though Berwick only had one win, when you come back from being down 15 points with 4 minutes to go, that's got to build your confidence. And the Central Mountain game, they lost a 10-point lead. And I'm sure they probably felt really bad about the whole thing. And, Coach Ziegler said, you got to forget about this, get ready for this big rivalry.
Well, in game number three of the season, it was Shikellamy 54, Selins Grove 33. That was the best defensive output by the Braves all year. Selins Grove, big change for them tonight. They will be without Brett Foer, who had surgery earlier this year. That is a big loss on this team from a ball handling perspective.
Yeah, Brett has a labrum tear, and the doctor said, you know, you need to get this done now or it's going to be more complicated surgery. And so he had to give up or forego his senior year after being put a 4-year starter here at Selins Grove. And you know, that's something that is tough to do, but you got to think about the your own individual health here as you get older. And I've had a labrum tear, but it wasn't that bad. But it's still, Brett's was pretty bad.
Well, tonight's game you'll be able to hear on News Radio 1070 WKOK on the app and on WKOK.com. And in just a few minutes, we'll crank up the WKOK Sports YouTube channel, and you can watch it live as well. Happy to be your ticket to the Seal Dome. Sealands Grove, Shikellamy coming up. Bill Ziegler next on WKOK.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
Keep your Boss snowplow and spreader going strong all season long with Boss Genuine Parts and Accessories. They're designed for your boss. They're factory-backed and guaranteed to fit and available at your local Boss dealer. R.W. Moss Garage, Epp Road in Sealands Grove. When the snow flies, you should fly to R.W. Moss. They're your full-service Boss snowplow dealer with installations and service by their highly factory-trained service technicians. At R.W. Moss, they know all the big-name 4x4 trucks because they make the best plow trucks.
Home renovation is a very personal experience, and the end result should leave you falling in love with your new space over and over again. And achieving that takes attention to detail, care, and investment in quality. The expert kitchen and bath designers at Lewisburg Builder Supply know what that means, and they're ready to help you with free in-house measurements, free computer design, and recommendations on the pros who can help you get the job done right the first time. Call today at 523-1248 to schedule an appointment or visit lewisburgbuilders.com to use our online appointment feature. The Kitchen and Bath Design Center at Lewisburg Builder Supply, 160 Hafer Road in Lewisburg.
When your comfortable life is good, Comfort Specialists.
At Comfort Specialists, they know when you're comfortable, life is good. Now's the time to make sure you and your family stay comfortable year-round. Comfort Specialists now has parts and units readily available, plus they can save you money. For a limited time, Trane is offering 0% financing. Mitsubishi has rebates and special financing available. Give Comfort Specialists a call today for details. If you're concerned about indoor air quality, whether it's dust, mold, pollen, or COVID-19, now is the time to call Comfort Specialists. They have several options to improve the condition of your indoor air. Some can be installed on your existing system. Call today for details, and remember, Comfort Specialist is always accepting new customers. Call 888-524-HVAC or find them at your comfortspecialist.com.
When the comfortable life is good, Comfort Specialist.
Easter Bunny is no dummy, and he knows where to shop, and that's Surplus Outlet. Hi, I'm Justin Michaels, and I'm letting you know that Surplus Outlet has all your Easter needs. That quality ham that is the centerpiece of every table. Surplus Outlet has it at the lowest price. Ham, jams, and any desserts to make this the sweetest Easter ever. Plus, you can grab your Easter baskets at Surplus Outlet. Fill them with Easter grass and national brand candy. Don't forget, Surplus Outlet has the lowest prices on fresh eggs every day. Surplus Outlet, Route 11 Northumberland, Route 11 Berwick, and Route 15 Montgomery.
Stuffed crust lovers, some of you have been waiting for this moment your whole lives. Papa John's new stuffed crust pizza is here. So if you end up speechless due to the melty, cheese-filled marvel of a stuffed crust pizza, here's a list of words you can use. Outstanding, first-rate, terrific, peerless, unparalleled, superior, supreme. No, that's something else. What about epic, epic? Introducing the new epic stuffed crust pizza from Papa John's with one topping for $12. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
Call Papa John's in Sealands Grove at 570-743-7474.
Welcome back to Sealands Grove. Kevin Hurd with Coach Bill Ziegler as we wrap up the regular season against the Sealands Grove Seals. As we mentioned earlier in the pregame, Brett Ford not into this game, had some surgery, is out for the season. How does that change the way you play Sealands Grove?
Well, he was a main factor on their offense, not only scoring but handling the ball as well. So that makes them move other players around to different positions. Without Brett in the game, obviously we're going to try to speed them up a little bit with some half-court traps and some presses and hopefully get some turnovers tonight.
When you look back at the film from the last game, what is it that you saw that you really liked?
Well, I really liked how the second half we really rebounded the basketball well, and then they got our running game going, and we ran the floor very well, and we had balanced scoring that night too. You know, Braden Long had a really nice game. John Pfeiffer had a real good game. So did Luciano. So did Davis. So, I'm hoping for that again tonight.
What's the one thing, though, that you saw that you felt you could improve upon?
Well, defensively, we did the first half for sure. We didn't do a very good job of defending their cutters. And so we practiced pretty hard yesterday of when the ball's passed opposite you that we have to jump to the ball and take away their cutters and keep them from, you know, shooting 5- and 6-foot shots.
Bill, how much of a difficulty has it been to get an offense going and not take that 3-point shot that just kind of sits there sometimes and looks open? Sometimes I think as a coach you want to see the offense move a little bit differently. Is that a good assessment?
Yeah, it's not sometimes, it's all the time. You know, we are one of our big things is you'll hear me yell on the sideline is touches, which means on offense we need multiple guys to touch the ball and get the ball moving from one side to the other. You know, at this level, teams practice defense all the time, and if you're only going to throw 1 or 2 passes to shoot, you're not making them play defense at all. You got to throw multiple passes to try to break them down and make them a mistake defensively. So, you know, sometimes we try to tell the kids, too, that you're open for a reason because they want to force you to a quick shot instead of have us working the ball. So hopefully we learn from that a little bit from Central Mountain in the fourth quarter, and we're a little more patient tonight.
Coach, appreciate the time. We'll chat with you afterwards.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Mazda off Route 11 Northumberland is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's new Mazda dealership. At W&L Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles, from the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury of the third-row Mazda CX-9. Stop by for a test drive and be sure to ask about the terrific lease offers, amazing financing for qualified buyers, and so much more. W&L Mazda off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg, is the lowest price guaranteed, period. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, you're always going to find the lowest price at Blaze Alexander Ford. Check out all our inventory at blazealexanderford.com. And we have one of the largest selections in the state of Pennsylvania on new Fords and pre-owned vehicles. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg, where you're always going to get the most for your trade and the lowest price guaranteed. Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg, taking the deals the other guys won't.
Welcome to the Seal Dome in Sealands Grove. Kevin Hur along with the Chief Dave Ritchie. It's the final game of the regular season in a season that technically was supposed to start in December. Didn't actually really get underway for the entire state of Pennsylvania for the most part until January. And here we are playing regular season basketball for the final time in March, and it's Sealands Grove Shikellamy, a great way to wrap up the regular season. Kevin Hur along with the Chief Dave Ritchie as we get ready for this game tonight. Let's quickly give you the starting lineups for the homestanding Seals. It'll be Ethan Harris, a 79% free throw shooter on the year, averaging 4 points a game. He gets the start for the injured Brett Four. Junior Isaiah Ulrich will be in the game tonight. He is averaging 11 points a game and a 65% free throw shooter. Ryan Reich, the junior, averaging 6 points a game, a 60% free throw shooter. Senior Randy Richter, averaging 4 a game, and he is 4 for 4 from the line this year. And Spencer George, the sophomore, averaging 6 points a game, a 37% free throw shooter on the year. For the Shikellamy Braves tonight, it will be John Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer coming in, averaging 68% from the free throw line and 8 points a game for the 6'3 junior guard. Brandon Long is 6-foot senior guard, averaging 4 points a game, a 54% free throw shooter, and is about five away from getting a steak dinner for taking charges of the year. Mason Dietrich, the sophomore, is 6-foot guard. Dietrich averaging 9 a game, a 54% free throw shooter. Nate Luciano, a 6-foot guard. He is a senior, averaging 7 a game, a 54% free throw shooter. He has leading the team in steals and assists. Davis Marshall, the man in the middle, averaging 57% from the line, a 16 point per game average. He leads the team in rebounds, points off turnovers, and blocks. When we return, we'll have the starting lineup. We'll have the opening tip, rather, and we'll review those starting lineups on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Once again, getting the starting nod for the Seals tonight. They'll go with Harris, Ulrich, Reich, Richter, and George. For the Braves, it'll be Luciano, Marshall, Pfeiffer, Dietrich, and Long. Braves averaging 56% from the charity stripe, 40% from the two-point area, 26% from the three-point area, and 35% overall. Braves coming to tonight's game 7-11 overall, averaging 49 points a game and giving up 54 points a game. The JV game earlier tonight, a 52-47 Selinsgrove Grove win. The Braves started to make a comeback in that one, but then the Seals put it away with about 14 seconds to go with a steal right after the inbounds pass, where the Braves had a chance to tie it with a three, and then that two-pointer put the game away for the Selinsgrove Grove Seals Junior Varsity Chief.
Yeah, well, the Braves, baby Braves, got themselves in a lot of trouble in the second quarter, and they never really fully recovered. But they had a chance to tie the game with a three-point shot, and you're right, Kevin, probably less than 14 seconds. And I forget who the Selinsgrove JV player was, but he just stripped the ball right from one of Shikellamy's guards and went in for the layup to give him a five-point lead. And with that, the clock ran out.
Saturday night, it'll be a matchup where a lot of Selinsgrove fans will be listening in, we hope, because Steve Williams will be at the Wrestling Super Regionals in Altoona. That'll be a 5:30 airtime, 6 o'clock on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK app and WKOK.com for the finals there. Nate Schoen hopes to be one of those guys in the finals toward the end of that night. And, of course, Steve Williams will have the PIAA Wrestling Finals on WKOK next Saturday.
I believe, isn't there another Seal? I'm trying to think was the quarterback on the football team this year? I'm not sure.
I think Amit was one that might have made it.
Amit didn't make it. No.
And Bastion was the other one that I thought
that's the one
could
I
have gone there.
Of. You're right.
Well, it's been a couple of weeks since we did wrestling, remember.
And we're not really up on it like a lot of people are. So.
And right off the tip, a jump ball called.
They should jump that
again.
They
will jump it again, yeah. I believe.
Yeah, they should jump that
again. Well, the question is who touched it first, I guess.
Well, what they're going to do now is they're going to make the person that...
They're going to change the jumpers.
Well, they're going to make the person that got the ball from the Seals jump. That's different. We don't see that very often, Kevin.
There's the tip again for the second time around, and Pfeiffer this time, who tipped it, gets it.
Yeah, Pfeiffer was the one that tied him up, so they had him jump the ball. Or have the, I mean, jump for the ball.
Braves in the navy blue, white trim, and maroon numerals with white lettering. Seals, as that ball goes out of bounds off of Sealands Grove, in their white jerseys with blue trim and red numerals and lettering.
Well,
attacking the basket
Davis
to our left.
Marshall's going to draw a lot of people in the paint, Kevin, that time.
And that time they were trying to find Marshall, and they found Richter instead.
Actually, Kevin, I think they were going for going after Braden Long. He just didn't cut in deep. So, a little miscommunication.
There was nobody there, I can
little
tell you that, Mark.
You're right, little miscommunication.
Putting a ball on the floor is George. George will go up over top of Marshall. That will be off and out of bounds off of Marshall.
The last time these teams played, Brett Four had 10 points, and the only other person in double figures for the Seals was Isaiah Ulrich with 13, and he had most of those points in the first half.
Ulrich with the basketball right now, and a scoreless first 45 seconds here in Sealands Grove. First possession for the Seals. Top of the key, Richter with it. They'll send it around to the left side. Three-pointer on the way by Reich. That one no good. Rebound by Marshall.
You're going to see a lot of three-point shots from the Seals tonight, Kevin.
Driving in is Luciano. No room at all, and that one ends up going out of bounds, as it looked like Richter might have taken that one over the line from out of bounds.
I'm not quite sure about that call, but you called it exactly right. They said he stepped out of bounds after he got it.
And Marshall gets the inbounds, goes right up over top of Reich, and the Braves are up with a minute 10 gone by, 2-0.
Davis still taking that dribble to power up. I mean, you know, sometimes that gets him in trouble. That time it did not, as he made his first bucket.
We saw the Braves here press, as Coach Ziegler told us, and that pass tipped out of bounds off of the Seals. It'll be Shikellamy basketball, so the press did have some effect there.
I think, you know, a lot of times the press works when you get down to the other end, because the team doesn't get a chance to run their sets, and they do make bad passes. And I think Ulrich would like to have that back, because he probably should have taken the shot.
Dietrich now at the three-point line, works his way in, fadeaway shot, missed it. Backside rebound by George.
I still am concerned about the Braves only having one blue shirt underneath the boards, Kevin.
Saw a lot of that on Tuesday night.
Sometimes no blue shirts under the board.
Like with the basketball, they'll send it inside to George. George double-teamed, has it tipped, and it goes into the hands of Marshall underneath the basket. Still 2-0, 6 minutes gone to go here in the first. Three-pointer, far wing by Pfeiffer, short. Rebound underneath by Reich.
Good job by the Seals to box everybody out that time, Kevin.
Wing three near side, a little bit short there by Ulrich. Backside rebound, Marshall. Marshall outlets to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer has a man underneath. He'll go right to the bucket. Too hard off the window. And the loose ball picked up by Sealands Grove and Ulrich.
Wow, Kevin. There's a lot of people to go in that paint to go in for layups. That time, Johnny it was a little too tough, a hard shot. You know, not the typical.
He didn't have
Pfeiffer,
a good angle, right?
Not the typical Pfeiffer touch either on that layup.
Ulrich with the basketball, 5:18 to go first period. 2-0 Shikellamy after the double off the wall in the second inning.
Yes, that's right.
Right over to the right side, into the corner now to Ulrich. Ulrich will back out a little bit, guarded by Pfeiffer. Now he runs the baseline, puts a shoulder down, drives in. Marshall blocks it from behind.
Braves,
Dietrich with a loose ball.
They're just playing great man-to-man, and that time Davis helped out on that one.
Long now driving in. He tries a prayer. That one didn't get answered, but Marshall gets the rebound. Turns around for three. Back iron, no. That ball free, and picking it up is Reich.
Kevin, I think the basketball gnomes are sitting on the rims at both ends, Kevin.
Are they the roaming gnomes?
The roaming gnomes.
From rim to rim.
Exactly.
I got you.
And nobody's been able to hit much here, Kevin.
Nothing at all. There's a three-pointer. That one's short by Richter. And it goes out of bounds in front of the Sealands Grove cheerleaders, and it will be Shikellamy basketball after a discussion by the official.
Well, John Pfeiffer did a nice job of boxing out, and when he got the ball, it was slapped out of bounds by one of the Seals players underneath.
2-0 Shikellamy with 4:20 remaining in the first. Pfeiffer there in the corner. Now comes back to send it inside to Marshall via Dietrich, but tipped away in the hands of Wright. There's a lot of bodies in the paint. Right now with a three-pointer and a whistle. That one aired out, and it goes out of bounds. I thought I heard a whistle, but there's a three-point call.
It might have been the squeak of the shoes.
Well,
too,
it was
Kevin.
The timing of it. The official put his hand in the air for a three-point signal, and the squeak happened at the same time. Nevertheless, that ball hit nothing, and the Braves got it back. Now they feed inside to Marshall. Marshall got around Harris and put it in. That was a matchup that Selins Grove did not want to see with Harris and Marshall.
It's a good pick and roll. I mean, Davis's man came hedge out to stop the person from getting the shot, and he just rolled to the bucket and got the lob pass and scored his second bucket.
Braves play 2-2-1 here as they finally get a second chance to do that. Underneath, George with it. And he will be fouled underneath by Marshall.
Actually, no, John
that's
Pfeiffer.
That's going to be on Pfeiffer.
You know, Pfeiffer, every time he gets near somebody, they call a foul on him.
That's what it was on Tuesday.
And he might have had some body on him that time. Davis came out, left Spencer all alone underneath the basket, but he had to come out to challenge the jump shot. And John had to drop and try to keep Spencer George from scoring.
First foul of the game, and George, a 37% free throw shooter, makes the first one, and Selins Grove's on the board 4-1.
He's been one of the main scorers for the Seals over the last five or six games, Kevin.
He'll have another opportunity with 3:33 to go. That one hits the back iron, no good. Marshall with the rebound. Still remains 4-1. I guess that might have been a sacrifice fly in the third there for Selins
Grove. Can of corn. Got it up nice and high, and Davis was able to get the rebound.
It is a very unusual score with about 6 minutes gone by. Here's a three-pointer by Long, no good. Loose ball. Nobody underneath the basket but white shirts there, and Richter comes up with it.
I don't understand why you don't crash the boards.
Here comes George. Gets a nice move, and he will be fouled. That one is going to be on Marshall.
Well, Davis made the cardinal sin. He gave him the baseline. He gave Spencer George the baseline, and when he got around him, Davis was trailing behind, and Spencer up with a strong layup, and he hacked him from behind.
Be the second opportunity from George for the line. He's one of two so far this evening. And that one is no good. Clanks off the rim. It's two Seals coming into the game. It's going to be Filer checking in for Selins Grove. And also coming in appears to be is that Noggle? Yes, it is Noggle. I don't think we saw him in the first game.
Reese Noggle, number three. He was in the book, Kevin. I don't know if he played, though.
Here comes George with the second opportunity. That one is good. 4-2 now as the lead is cut down to two with 3:05 remaining in the first period.
Man-to-man by Selins Grove, too, Kevin.
Dietrich now finds Marshall. Marshall sent it inside for Pfeiffer, but he wasn't even there.
He's making too many mental mistakes, Kevin.
Ulrich picks it up now, and we'll have a chance to tie or take the lead.
You're just going to keep Selins Grove in this game when you do things like that.
Shigalemi jumped out to the early lead, and it's been Selins Grove in the last couple of possessions from the line. Driving in now is Ulrich. Missed the shot. Backside rebound for Selins Grove. Nope. And ends up going right back into Ulrich's hands. That one rolls right over the rim, and the Gnomes knocked it out.
Yeah.
Here comes Pfeiffer back the other way. Pfeiffer to Dietrich. Three. Got it. Near corner three. And a whistle underneath the basket.
Well, Mason does such a good job of, you know, catch and shoot. You know, you can set up your own jump shot with a dribble, with a step back. But Mason just caught that in the corner, and he made the three-pointer. And Braden Long picks up that foul underneath, Kevin.
Yeah, that's going to be the third team foul on Chickalamy. The three does count, though. Makes it 7-2 with 2:15. Make it 2:10 now remaining in the first period. And there's the pass underneath now to Filer. Filer has to reset. They'll swing it around to the far wing. Putting it on the floor now is Ulrich. Ulrich with a running one-hander. No good. Tipped out. Controlled by Luciano. Luciano has a three-on-three. Luciano works his way to the bucket. He'll get it, and he'll go to the line with continuation.
Wow. Yeah, you're right, Kevin. A lot of fans from Selins Grove are probably upset, and I would be too.
Yeah,
all right, because it looked like it wasn't continuation. But that foul's on number 21. That's going to be on Ryan Reich. And Nate Luciano with a strong layup after the foul makes his bucket and get a chance for a three-point play here.
Zekman and Ammerman in for Pfeiffer and Marshall for Shikalemi as Luciano goes to the line, a 54% free throw shooter on the season, trying to finish off a three-point play. And the right-hander is not able to get it done. And a good rebound by George.
Well, Braden Long did a nice job of getting around it. That's a travel.
Yep, George hit the seal head on the logo. And maybe that paint was a little slick because he just moved with that foot.
He was trying to make a decision whether to keep dribbling or dribbling the ball or throw it, and he got caught halfway in between both of them and ended up sliding that foot.
After the turnover, it remains 9-2 with a minute 40 to go. Three-pointer on the way short. And that one picked up by George.
One thing the Seals do is they box everybody out on the defensive side.
Underneath, they get it into Filer, who will draw the foul.
That's going to be on Colin Zechman. Nice head fake by Filer to get Zechman up in the air. When he came down, he fouled him.
Marshall getting ready to check back in, as that's team foul number four for the Braves. And Ethan Harris ready to come in for Selinsgrove after Filer gets a shot for two. That's okay. Number one, and it's good.
Kevin, the Braves have committed four fouls. Three of them have been shooting fouls, and right now the Seals are a combined 3 of 6, so they're shooting 50%.
Filer now 6 of 11 from the line this year. He'll have another opportunity and make it 7 of 12.
They do not have a field goal, Kevin. All their points come from the charity stripe.
And is all four of them, and Shikellamy up by 5 with a minute 20 to go. Feed inside to Marshall. Marshall tries to clear the lane, fades away, no good. Nice save by Dietrich. It goes to the feet, though, of Ulrich, and it's out of bounds off Ulrich.
Colin Zechman also tried to get that ball at the very end, and I thought maybe he might have knocked it off of one of the Seals players out of bounds, but the official was right there, and it is Seals ball.
A minute 7 remaining here in the first period. 9-4, Shikellamy leading. Toggle with the basketball. Gives it over to the right side to Ulrich, attacking the basket to our left.
Nice job by Dietrich to knock that pass out, and it got stolen, and Amberman came up with it.
Right into the hands of Amberman. He gives it off to Luciano. Luciano goes inside. Finger roll, kisses it off the window, and in.
That's just a fantastic move. A little crossover dribble from the left-hand side. Got him off balance and went in for the strong layup from the left side. That's 4 points for Nate.
11-4, 35 seconds ago in the first period. Running the baseline now, and Zechman got hit. No call, as Zechman 30. Was trying to take the charge, but it was Filer who gets the bucket.
Again, the Braves left him do the baseline, Kevin.
And with about 30 seconds remaining in the first period, that's the first points from the floor for Selinsgrove. Shikellamy now playing for the last shot. Near side, Ammerman, three, overshot everything. Backside rebound by Reich. He'll bring it up with three. He'll go into the far corner. Three-pointer, Ulrich, no good at the buzzer. At the end of one, it is Shikellamy 11, Selinsgrove 6. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Mazda off Route 11 Northumberland is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's new Mazda dealership. At W&L Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles, from the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury of the third-row Mazda CX-9. Stop by for a test drive and be sure to ask about the terrific lease offers, amazing financing for qualified buyers, and so much more. W&L Mazda off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com.
Some people say you can't change the world. At Lackawanna College, we believe you can. With in-demand programs like Medical Assistant, we help prepare you for a career in a field where you can make a difference in your life and in the lives of others. At Lackawanna College's Sunbury campus, we're not here to change the world. We're here to change you. So maybe you can change the world. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College in Sunbury. Get started today at lackawanna.edu.
This basketball broadcast on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel brought to you by Purdy Insurance Agency, Market Street, Sunbury, offering customers a variety of insurance products at competitive prices from some of the industry's best insurance providers. Visit purdyinsurance.com and start your quote. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you. Seals with the basketball to start things off here in the second period, trailing at 11-6. And spinning inside, trying to find some room and making a nice move is George to get the two. And it's a three-point game. Dietrich quickly the other way. Blocked from behind by Rector. Ball goes out of bounds. It's Selinsgrove basketball.
Came off of Mason's leg. He got his own rebound, but when he came down, he was getting squeezed by two players, and the ball came loose and went off his leg. I'll tell you what, that was a nice job by Spencer George. He took Davis Marshall down low and made two good moves and actually made a very clean shot.
Selinsgrove now getting pressed at the half-court line and bouncing it off the head of Dietrich. is Ulrich, and that will go out of bounds off of Dietrich's skull.
Mason almost had a steal there. Mason plays excellent defense, Kevin. He just gets in the passing lanes, and he overplays his man a lot of times. And, you know, I wouldn't want him guarding me, to be honest with you.
It also ended up being a very heady play.
That's another good one, Kevin.
Drawing in. There's another great play. Ulrich with a reverse layup underneath. And it's a one-point game, but it's a minute gone by in the first. It's been all Selinsgrove here in the last 3 minutes.
You keep giving Selinsgrove the baseline, and they're going to beat you, Kevin. And they've done that every time.
Luciano with the basketball on the far wing. He'll go top of the key to Ammerman. Now to Dietrich near wing. Dietrich spins to the inside, goes to the baseline, runs out of real estate, goes to Ammerman the far side.
He was out of bounds, Kevin.
It was real close. You're right.
No, he was out of bounds.
I couldn't see it, but it looked real close.
The official didn't see it either.
Luciano with a three, comes up short, rebound by Wright.
The Braves are going to keep Selinsgrove in this game, Kevin. They're just not playing well on offense.
They got it inside to George. George fights through the block of Marshall for two. And Selinsgrove with their first lead of the game. 12-11 with 6-12 and counting to go in the period. Over to the far wing now to Ammerman. Ammerman lobs it in. And that one slapped out of bounds by Richter.
That's going to be a foul on Richter, Kevin. 33. You know, that pass is, in trying to get it into Davis, there's two things have to happen. Either it's got to be a clear lane to get in there, or Davis has got to get stronger. He's got to make himself bigger in there so that that he can catch the ball and do something with it. That time Richter came across, and they squeezed. They had George in front of him, Richter behind him, and they squeezed him, and Richter picked up the foul.
Leonard, James, Pfeiffer, and Long all in the game. And that one by Marshall.
He just missed the layup.
Yeah, missed it underneath the basket. The Braves come up with it somehow. Here comes Pfeiffer with a basketball. Pfeiffer finds James on the far side. Jakari drives the lane, runs into a double team, and travels. 5:40 remaining in the half. It is 12-11. Shikellamy trailing Selinsgrove here.
You miss a layup, and then you have a turnover, and all of a sudden Selinsgrove has a chance to increase their lead.
Selinsgrove thinking they may have a chance at that four seed if they get a win tonight. And they'll drive the baseline,
nice
and that
steal.
Was intercepted by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer will bring it the other way, all the way in, and he'll be fouled on the way in and get two from the line.
John needs to be one step closer, Kevin. You know, we're sitting right in front here, and we know he takes those big strides. But if he could get one step closer, all right, he would be able to make, you know, have a little bit better shot at those layups. That foul was on Spencer George, his first.
And now the shot by Pfeiffer is good. Pfeiffer coming into tonight, the leading free throw shooter on the team at 68%.
Johnny gets in the book for the first time here, Kevin. Makes his first points.
His second opportunity is good.
And that puts the Braves up 13-12 here with 5:23 to go in the second quarter.
Braves back on top now after sluggish period. Go into the corner for three from Ulrich, and that one will not go, and it'll hit the top of the backboard and be out of play.
Yeah, it's a good thing, too, because Spencer George had good position on the left side underneath the basket, and that's where it was coming. And he might have been able to get it some more points off of that, but it did hit the back top of the backboard.
Underneath, Marshall is too deep. Has to find James, who came in out of nowhere, kissed it off the square for two.
Good for you, Jakari. All right. I mean, he's been having a little bit of trouble handling that ball, but nice job by Davis to save the ball and then find him on for the layup.
Richter inside, feeding it off now to Harris. Rolls right over top. Good rebound by George on the loose ball. And James will pick up the foul.
Braves right now, Kevin, are not playing what I would say as good a defense as they did the first 4 minutes of the game. Seals getting a lot of things inside. Getting some moves inside, but they're also getting second opportunities, getting those offensive boards.
Getting ready to inbound, George, and gets it into the corner to Ulrich, and he hits a three from the far corner. We're tied at 15 with 4:30 to go.
They're bound to make a couple of those, Kevin. They shoot a lot of
That's
them.
True.
But, you know, the law of averages says they're going to get some of them.
Here comes Leonard. He goes short. No basket. George with a rebound. Has it stolen away. Pfeiffer now to Marshall. Marshall steps inside at the foul line. Running one-hander, no good. Rebound by Harris.
They're just not good shots. Everything is, like you said, a runner from 10 feet out. Jump shots.
And we talked about it in the pregame with Coach Bill Ziegler. If you were listening on WKOK, he said patience on the offensive side. There's a good move on the inside by Ulrich.
Ulrich with 7 of the 17 points, Kevin.
17-15, 3:40 to go here in the half. Seelens Grove back on top. Pfeiffer now finds Leonard. Leonard now inside to Marshall. Marshall puts it on the floor, draws a foul on Ulrich. And Ulrich not happy with the call, and one of his teammates has to pull him away.
That's a wrong thing to do if you're a player. You don't go after an official after he makes a call.
Nope. That's even if not, you don't
even,
agree
even
with
you
it.
Don't agree. But he stepped in front of Marshall as Marshall was making his move. So it's a foul. It's a blocking foul.
Luciano and Dietrich in for Shikellamy. Filer in for Seelens Grove. That pass picked off by George. That ball was lobbed in for Marshall.
Davis Marshall.
But he backed up.
It wasn't high enough either, Kevin.
Three-pointer on the way. Rattled home from Ulrich, and that makes it 20-5. And Bill Ziegler wants a timeout. 3:21 to go here in the half. The biggest lead of the night for Seelens Grove is 5.
Well, right now the Braves have to find what you call that thing that's right here in the center of
the
your
ticker.
Chest called your heart, all right? They got to get their hearts back into this basketball game. Seals Grove's just playing fantastic. They're doing a great job of getting the Braves, back on their heels. And right now, Isaiah Ulrich has 10 points in this second quarter. All right, and he's been just we talk about his emotion after he didn't like the fouls called on him. Well, he takes that emotion down to the other end, Kevin, and he scores points. All right.
This basketball broadcast on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel brought to you by Glick's, Route 15 just north of Shamokin Dam. You'll find fireplaces, stoves, garage doors, and get you ready for spring with deck and patio awnings. Learn more at Glick's.com. And don't forget to click subscribe when you're watching the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. Shikellamy with the basketball, trailing it by 5 now with 3:05 to go in the half. In the near corner, Long. Top of the key, Dietrich. Dietrich almost lost it. Goes back to Long on the wing. Long to the foul line. Loses the basketball. Dietrich has it. Corner three. Just a little bit short. Chased down by Harris. Ulrich now with the basketball with 2:45 to go. Bounce pass into George. George spins to the inside. Now he's in some trouble. Kicks it back out for 3 to Filer. Nope, he didn't take it after all. Looked like he was going to go for it. George gets it inside, misses the shot. Lots of blue shirts that time underneath, and Davis Marshall comes up with it.
All right, they just need to get some points in the board here, Kevin. They have 4 points in this quarter.
And there comes 2 more with a nice one from Luciano.
Yeah, Nate with, a strong layup from the left side. Picks up points 5 and 6.
Seelens Grove up by 3, and again, the Braves having a chance to trap it. They haven't had too many opportunities. And there's a 2-pointer. A 2-pointer from Filer with a foot on the line.
And he was wide open. There was nobody on him. He just did what a good shooter does. Turns, looks at the basket, squares his shoulder, nice smooth follow through, and picks up his 5th point.
Back to 22-17, a 5-point lead. Marshall throws one up, and he'll go to the line.
Good way to put it, Kevin. Throws.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Marshall, a 57% free throw shooter on the year. Short.
Kevin, George is going to come out of the game because that was his 2nd foul. But they bring in another wide body in Randy Richter, and Randy does not give or cowtail to anybody. All right, he'll mix it up in there with the best.
Marshall's 2nd one is good, makes it 22-18, and the officials stop play for
it's something. I don't know, Pfeiffer. John Pfeiffer. I don't know.
Not quite sure what he found or has.
No, the trainer's, I thought the trainer was coming over.
Well, it is. It's got to be something with his, well, maybe it's a contact. Does he wear contacts?
Yeah.
I actually don't know.
He has it in his hand, and there's the trainer with some contact solution.
Well, that'll give us an opportunity to tell you that today's basketball broadcast brought to you by Alexander Family Dealerships. Proud to support local athletes and recognize their hard work and dedication. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, visit any of their 17 dealerships or online at blazealexander.com. And don't forget, while you're watching, click subscribe.
Kevin, in the 60s, when the Sunbury Mercurys were playing in the EBL in the Sunbury Gymnasium, they had a big man by the name of John Richter. And John Richter lost his contacts about two or three times every game. They were constantly on the – and they were the hard ones, all right. And, I mean, you almost needed a flashlight so you could see him bounce off of there. But looks like John's going to come out.
Yeah, and I was talking to Luciano before the game, and he was wearing glasses as he was doing a shoot-around. I said, how do you do that without the game? He goes, well, I wear contacts. I'm like, that's an excellent point. That's the first time I saw him in glasses, so I didn't realize
Piper
he wore them.
Or Luciano?
Luciano, in this case. I didn't realize he wore glasses normally. And there is a travel on Noggle, who just came in at the last stoppage.
It's amazing how nobody thinks they did something. It's almost like we get caught with the cookies in the cookie jar.
I had nothing to do with it, Dad.
What was that song? Was it me?
Wasn't me.
Wasn't
me. I can't do him very well.
No,
that's not a good impression. Over to the far side, Luciano now long with it on the near wing. Leonard goes to Dietrich. Dietrich at the foul line. Into the corner, Leonard. Leonard will run the baseline, get bumped around, throws it away into the hands of Ulrich.
You got to get somebody come down the middle, and Davis Marshall went back out to the foul line. Not a bad play by Leonard, just the other guy didn't cooperate.
Three-pointer on the way, Richter, no good. Backside rebound by Dietrich. Outlet to Long, to Leonard under the basket. Stops, double pumps, kicks it back out for three. Luciano short, big rebound by Reich. Reich bringing it back the other way with under a minute to go and a 22-18 Selins Grove lead. Top of the key, three. In and out, no good by Richter. And again, Shikalimi with the rebound. Here comes Leonard quickly over the far side. He's going to run out of real estate. Has it tipped out of his hands. Loose ball picked up by Noggle. 35 seconds left.
You have to know one-on-four is not going to work. You got to pull the ball back out. You can't do it all by yourself. Set the offense. The Seals have missed enough shots. The Braves should be back in this, Kevin.
Filer with the basketball to the far side. Now to Reich. They pass it inside. And that time, Filer got it. Fought through the defense for a bucket. 24-18 with 12 seconds to go. Last possession for the men in blue. Luciano now coming in. He'll go right down the middle. Off the window too hard. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up. Back and dropped it in. At the end of the first half, it is Selins Grove 24, Shikalimi 20. This is Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
We are kicking the competition and scoring points with you, the customer. Hi, Mike here with Blaze Alexander and Sunbury, and we are not only taking down prices and number one in trade values, we are headed to the top to be your champion in the automotive business. So stop in and get your hand raised as the winner of the best deal around. 800 Market Street, Blaze Alexander, Sunbury, taking the deals the others won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, what a way to go.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
at the half. Sealands Grove with a 24-20 lead over Shikellamy. The Seals getting that lead early in that second period and really firing up a lot of three-pointers. Ended up coming up with 18, and I only think two of them were from outside the arc.
Well, they did a nice job inside. You know, I told the fact that the Braves are giving them the baseline when they're in the corner, in the short corner. And once they get in there, you know, somebody's got to collapse and help out. And they've gotten some tough baskets in there. Only three players have scored for the Seals with their 24 points. But Isaiah Ulrich caught fire there in the second quarter. He has 10 points, including two from beyond the three-point line. And Theo Filer with eight. And Spencer George, who I think is doing a really excellent job in the paint. All right, he did pick up his second foul, but he has 6 points. And if it weren't for Nate Luciano right now, the Braves would be in really a tough situation. Nate has 8 points, and he seems to be one of the players that is challenging and going to the basket and finishing. You know, we've had John Pfeiffer's going in the middle. Come down the middle, so has Cam Lesher. And, you know, they've been trying to get the ball into Davis Marshall, and they're just not finishing once they're inside. So right now it's a matter of the Seals definitely appear that they want this game a lot more than the Braves do.
I thought Filer coming off the bench played really well for Sealands Grove, too, in that second
period. I think
period.
He had a decent game if I go back and look. I remember that he was one of those players that didn't start, but he, you know, like you said, he's that fifth or sixth guy. Actually, he didn't play at all in the first game.
Give or take a minute.
I don't know why. I don't know why that stuck in my mind. But, you know, you take enough three-point shots, you're going to make some of them. And they took a pile of them. They did make two. Isaiah Ulrich made both of those. And the Braves haven't been able to hit from beyond the arc. They haven't really taken many jump shots. It's you know, let's get the pound the ball inside, or let's dribble penetrate. And, you know, instead of taking some jump shots. Well, I'm sorry. Mason Dietrich has taken some jump shots, and he made one of those threes.
Quick reminder for Sealands Grove fans watching and listening tonight. Saturday night, Steve Williams will be at the Super Regionals. That's in Altoona. Basically, it's the first couple of rounds of the state tournament, but they decided to break it up. Instead of making it 3 days down in Hershey, they kind of broke it up and created a super regional. So Steve's going to make the trip to Altoona one more time. And we'll have coverage of that beginning about 5:30 on WKOK, WKOK.com, and the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. I know the Seals fans are going to be listening for a couple of their wrestlers to hopefully be able to make the finals. And, of course, the following week, Steve will be in Hershey for the championships. They just got them in last year. That's right, because they just didn't make the basketball tournament and they didn't get to finish that one. That was the one that I was thinking of.
I think the basketball got to the first round of states, yes. and then that was it. They stopped and everything was done. And that's after the NCAA stopped with their tournament.
And the NBA.
And the NBA, and also the
In every other league
that's around the world.
Also, a quick reminder that Bucknell Bison basketball on Eagle 107, the Bison in the Patriot League tournament at Lafayette on Saturday afternoon. I believe that's a 1:30 airtime, 2 o'clock tip with Doug Birdsong. And then Sunday, it's Phillies preseason baseball from the spring as Eagle 107 gets ready to go full tilt with Phillies baseball. And the first 162-game season on Eagle 107. At least that's what we're hoping ends up happening.
Yeah, we hope so, too. Kevin, interesting. Halftime of the game down in Shikellamy back on the 16th of January. Seals were up 20-19. Not much difference here, 24-20.
And the Seals come out early in this one after that halftime locker room talk with about 4 minutes yet to go here on the clock.
Look at the body language, the Sealands Grove kids. I mean, if you want to say it's a little bit of confidence or cockiness, but the other thing is they look like they're having a good time.
Listen, whether they play or not next week, this is their playoff game right now. That's what they're feeling one way or another. This is a playoff game for them. Not only is there an outside chance that they can make the playoffs, but they're playing their arch rival, the Sealands Grove Shikellamy Braves. So, yeah, this is a playoff feel for them. I'm not surprised about that whatsoever, that they come out with that kind and they've come out and played with that kind of an attitude.
The energy's there. That's
absolutely.
And I know that Coach Ziegler is probably telling his kids right now, hey, listen, we have to be under control. You know, there's a lot of times they've been out here and they've been out of control and lose the ball. One of the things I hope he's telling them is you need to go and rebound. Okay, they're doing a decent job down at the defensive end, but offensive boards are getting tough, and a lot of it has to do with two guys in there, Spencer George and Randy Richter. You know, neither one of them are what I call super skinny kids. They're not real tall, but they know how to box out, and they know how to make life miserable, okay, for the Braves in the paint.
Ulrich leads all scorers with 10 for Selins Grove, and Nate Luciano leading the Braves with 8. Right now, Selins Grove leads 24-20. This is Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Mazda off Route 11 Northumberland is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's new Mazda dealership. At WNL Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles, from the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury of the third-row Mazda CX-9. Stop by for a test drive and be sure to ask about the terrific lease offers, amazing financing for qualified buyers, and so much more. WNL Mazda off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com.
All right, I'd like to thank all of our broadcast sponsors, both on the radio and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel, for making it possible for us to be able to bring you these games and do an experiment this year with the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. We thank all those folks that have watched this game, watched these games live, that have watched them on the channel later on in post. I really appreciate that, and this is something I think we're going to be digging into a little bit deeper come fall. And big thank you to Dylan Kramer, Emily Fry, Chad Evans, our executive producer and director tonight, and also Nick Thompson, who helped us out earlier in the season in the month of January before he decided to go back to college. So a big
yeah,
thank
why
you
would
to,
you want to do that?
I don't understand it. We're really fun to hang out with
us, yeah, or go back to college, you know.
But thanks so much to all the folks, and again, all the people that you see on the YouTube broadcast, in the little bugs on the screen, the logos on the screen, of course, the people that you hear here on the radio, they're the ones that really make all this possible. So when you go into their businesses, say thank you for being a part of Shikellamy Sports and WKOK Sports as well.
Braves get the ball to start this third quarter here, Kevin.
They do indeed, and today's game brought to you in part by Sunbury Motor Company, where they've been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915. 106 years in the automotive business doesn't come by accident. For your next Ford, Hyundai, Kia, Lincoln, or quality used vehicle, visit Sunbury Motors for the best car buying experience of your life. And for the best viewing experience of your life, click subscribe on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. Braves get the ball to start things off with Luciano, Davis Marshall, Dietrich, Pfeiffer, and Long. The Seals will have Harris, Ulrich as they feed it into Davis. Davis runs into a trio of Seals and then puts it up and in to make it a two-point game.
He did a nice job of keeping his feet from, you know, getting called for a travel. There's a lot of pressure in here. Davis picks up 0.7.
Harris, Ulrich, Reich, Richter, and George for the Seals. Loose ball inside, picked up and then controlled now by Ulrich. They'll send it in now to Harris, and Harris and Long are
held
wrestling
ball.
Each
held
other.
Ball.
It is going to be a held ball, and that will be a possession arrow in favor of Selins Grove. Dave McDermott, the scorekeeper for the Braves, in the penalty box over on the scoreboard, or over on the scorer's table.
Yeah, if the puck hits the glass, he won't get hit with it, all right?
He's hoping that they open the door. Nice turnaround move there by George. Comes up short, rebound by Marshall. He's hoping when the penalty's over, he can get the puck in motion.
That's true.
You know, if they can hit him in stride, he could score. He was telling me that earlier tonight. Here comes Dietrich throws one up to try and get a two-point shot and maybe a three-point play, but he will go to the line for the first time tonight.
30.
I think that's going to be on Richter.
That's on Randy Richter. That's his second foul. Mason just attacked the basket from the right side, and, you know, he did get fouled, but he got the ball up to be able to get the two-shot foul.
In and out, no good. Dietrich, a 54% free throw shooter in a two-point game with a minute gone by in the third. This has been a bugaboo for the Braves all year. 56% from the line for the team as he makes the second to make it a one-point game.
They're actually 4-for-7 right now, Kevin.
At the foul line, it is Harris and a kick.
Kicked by Davis Marshall. Ball goes out of bounds.
24-23. Selins Grove leading it with 6:51 to go in the third. Seals inbounding underneath their own basket. And they just barely got that one in. Goes back to almost half court to Richter. Now working with Ulrich. Ulrich starts in. Spins to the inside. Nice job getting it over top of Pfeiffer for two.
Yeah, he did a nice pivot, came back to the right-hand side, and just a nice little scoop shot to pick up his 12th point.
Braves attacking the basket to our left with a three-point deficit. 6:30 to go in the third. Dietrich has it, chases it down at halftime after half court after losing it. Luciano, top of the key, three. No good. Off the left side, into the hands of Ulrich. Ulrich gets the rebound and sends it out to Reich. Reich pushing it up now. We'll go inside, give it off to George, and George will travel as it looked like he was going to take the shot and then decided not to, and that caused the whistle.
Made a little bit of a move back to the inside from the corner, and we couldn't see it, but he was probably one of those, spin your wheels where you don't put the ball on the floor and both feet move. But anyway, he traveled.
Step.
Yeah, he traveled.
Luciano now finds Long, top of the key, inside to Marshall. Marshall draws a crowd with a sky hook, no good. Rebound by Ulrich. That was a long shot from inside the paint there for him to try and make that one. That was going to be a tough shot no matter what.
Well, you know, he doesn't square his shoulders. It's a hook shot. That's what it is. And
tipped out of bounds off of Luciano in front of actually Ray Moyer and Tim Ford.
And Carlton Seitz, long-time girls coach here.
I didn't see him there until you said that.
And guidance counselor.
Tim Ford, Ray Moyer matched up a few times over the years, head-to-head coaching. There's a two-point shot by Harris. Makes it 28-23, a five-point lead. Second time the Seals have had a five-point lead.
Seals doing a great job on defense. The Braves not scoring very well, Kevin.
Marshall with the basketball. They give it off to Luciano. Luciano at the foul line. Jumper off the right side. No good. Richter gets it right into his hands.
They're forcing the Braves to take what I would call not high percentage shots.
Uncomfortable shots.
Yeah, and they're getting one and done.
Very good defense for Selins Grove. And the offense has been fighting through as Ulrich fights through that one, and a whistle.
Yeah, it's going to be a blocking foul. I'm not quite sure. It's on
the floor.
It might be on Braden Long. No, it's on number
12. It's going to be on Pfeiffer.
John Pfeiffer.
That one's on the floor. One team foul apiece with under 5 minutes to go, third period. Selins Grove up by five as they hit Harris between the circles, guarded by his counterpart, 14, Dietrich. Harris runs out of real estate. And a tie-up by Long as Wright got that one. Long did a nice job of wrapping him right up for the held ball call.
The Braves have caused the Seals not to score. The Seals have turned the ball over. Then on the offensive side, they haven't been able to put the ball in the basket.
Braves' offense has been stagnant, to say the least. There's a pass inside to Marshall. Too far. Tipped out of bounds by Ulrich.
They keep trying to run that screen and roll, and the Seals bringing somebody across from the other side have been, stopping it.
Long in the backcourt gets it after the inbounds from underneath the Shikellamy basket. Top of the key, Marshall with 4:22 to go in the third. Marshall puts it on the floor, goes right by the defender, comes up short, but will draw the foul, and will get two from the line with 4:17 remaining in the third. Selins Grove leading at 28-23.
The thing about you draw the foul, but now you've got to make the foul shots, and Davis right now is 1-for-2.
Ulrich picks up his second foul, team foul number two. Marshall, good. That was the best-looking shot in a couple of nights from the free throw line.
It gives him eight right now, Kevin.
Since the other night when he hit almost everything in the first half.
Yeah.
Looked really good from the line that night. That one off the right side, no good. Long fights for it, but ends up getting into the hands of George. Selinsgrove bringing it up now, right with the basketball, guarded by Luciano. He'll go between the circles, drive in the paint, jump stop, shoot, and a foul. This one, I believe, is going to be on Luciano.
That was a really nice move by Ryan Reich. You know, he came from the right-hand side, used his left hand in for the layup, and now that foul's on Nate Luciano, his first foul, and Reich's going to go to the line to shoot two. No points so far for Ryan, but a chance to get two here.
60% free throw shooter on the year. That one long.
Almost like he hurried that one, Kevin. You know,
that was up pretty quick.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's his normal style, but...
Well, he's taking a little more time here, Kevin.
Second one is no good. Hits the front, back, and off the right side. Marshall with a rebound at the halfway point of the third period, down four.
It's been 28-24 forever.
Luciano's going to change that. No, that one didn't go. Marshall gets it, goes to the floor, and a foul.
Yeah, that should be a foul because Davis did a nice job of stepping in and getting the rebound, and somebody shoved him from behind and put him on the floor.
I think it's going to be on Richter.
Yeah, I think you're right. 3-3. That's his third foul. That would be tough if they would lose Randy Richter because he just plays excellent defense. Nice play.
Pfeiffer gets the inbounds and just touches it right over the rim.
It's nice when you draw up an inbounds play underneath the basket and your man comes clean, all right, and you get a layup. Johnny Pfeiffer picks up his.
And that time the Seals could not break the press. Pass to Davis Marshall, and he travels. Filer ready to check in for Selinsgrove.
Again, the Braves did a nice job with the full court press, stole the ball, and, you know, it seems like maybe it's a little bit hurried, but you try to get the layup in transition, and they had a turnover.
Seals with the basketball. Braves, again, play the full court. 1-2. Actually, it looks like a 2-2-1. There's a pass inside. They go right to Pfeiffer. Only one underneath the basket. And Pfeiffer bounces it off his foot.
No, it was off of...
Or is it off of...
Selinsgrove's foot.
Is it going to be off of Filer's foot?
It's off of the defender. Again, I tell you, that full court pressure, a lot of times you don't get the turnover until you get down underneath the basket. And I don't think they saw Johnny Pfeiffer standing there in front of the Seals player. They threw it right to him.
28-26, 3:10 to go in the third. Braves have trailed since midway through the second. Here comes Marshall with it. Marshall spins to the inside, drives all the way into the paint, missed the shot to the right. Backside rebound, George.
Shades of the NBA, Kevin, one-on-one.
Here comes George underneath, spins to the inside, through the block of Marshall. Missed shot. Luciano, Pfeiffer, lays it up and in, tied at 28 with 2:40 remaining in the third.
That's the Braves' transition. That's a great job by Luciano to find Pfeiffer. 6 points now for John.
That might be the first transition basket we've seen. Dietrich almost picked that one up out of the sky. And a timeout because they were running close to 10 seconds. That's the first timeout for the Selinsgrove Seals. Today's WKOK Sports YouTube channel broadcast brought to you by Lackawanna College Sunbury Center on North 4th Street in Sunbury, offering in-demand programs like medical assistant to prepare you for a field where you can make a difference. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College in Sunbury. Let's get started by going to lackawanna.edu, and don't forget to click subscribe on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. You'll see all future events sent right to your phone. And if you're watching on television, make sure you sign in with the WKOK Sport with YouTube on your TV. And then when you do that on your mobile device, you'll get both of the announcements of when your live feed is coming. I'll get it out. It takes me a little bit, but I get there. There's a steal. Luciano had it for a second, and then it went away. And driving in now is Filer. Filer's shot no good. Fight for the ball. Luciano actually bounces it off of Marshall as they were fighting in front of the Selinsgrove bench out of bounds.
There were three Braves on the ball, and I don't think any one of them realized they were all on the same team.
And the closest Seal was actually on the bench.
In jeans.
In jeans is right. Right now with a three-point play. Back iron, no good. And Harris with a rebound on the backside. Runs out of real estate. Fires it. Three-pointer right. It's gone! 2 minutes to go in the third. Seelensgrove back on top, 31-28.
Well, a long rebound off the first three-point shot. The Seals got the rebound and just played tough and hustled and got it back out to Reich, and he hit the second one.
Over to the left side in the hands of Luciano. Top of the key, it's Dietrich. Kicks it out now to Pfeiffer on the far corner. Pfeiffer spins to the inside, forces one up, no good. Rebound right. Over to the near wing now in the hands of George. George now driving the baseline. Offensive foul!
That's Spencer George's third foul too, Kevin. So now both big guys, Richter and George, and when I say big guys, I'm just talking about the guys that play inside, all right, have three fouls.
And that is team foul number four as Ammerman and Zekman come in for Pfeiffer and for Dietrich. Minute 21 to go, 31-28 Seelensgrove. Seelensgrove's going to bring in Noggle now. He'll check in for Harris.
You can't really take Spencer George out of the game. All right, he's doing a really nice job inside.
Absolutely right.
Just going to have to play a little smarter.
You're going to have to hope he doesn't pick one up here in the next minute 15.
Exactly.
Luciano with the basketball at the foul line. Open three! Just missed it. Marshall with a big rebound. His shot was blocked, but a foul coming on right. That will send Marshall to the line.
That's his Reich's second foul.
Team foul number five now. With a minute 7 remaining in the third, 31-28, Seelensgrove trying to pull off the upset. Two wins on the season, trying to make it three wins on the season, trying to make it four, and that one is no good for Marshall.
Davis is 2 for 4 right now, 2 for 5, 40%.
31-28. Three-point game with a minute 7 to go here in the third. Marshall, too hard. Back iron, no good. Rebound by Feiler. Now with a minute to tick by here in the final period, it'll be Reich bringing it up on Ammerman. Bounce pass right side to Noggle. Noggle between the circles. They'll send it in now to George. Spins to the inside and a foul.
Well, they did. What happened was they ran a pick, and Spencer, you know, was setting the screen, and Marshall came out with the guard, and Jakari had to go in with Spencer inside, and they got it in. Spencer had him posted up and turned around, and he was fouled by Braden Long.
George, 2 for 4 from the line. Now 3 of 5. 32-28. Seals led by as many as 5 in this period as Marshall comes out, and Dietrich will come in with 48.9 to go.
Oh, the Braves fought hard to get this tied up here in the third quarter, but they're back to being down by 4 and possibly 5.
And they are. Rattles in, and it is back to 5.
8 points for Spencer George.
He did have it tied, but just could not hang on to take the lead. James with the basketball, gives it off to Ammerman. Ammerman top of the key to Long. Long spins to the left, kicks it back out to Ammerman in the far corner. They'll find Dietrich with 33. Dietrich rushing inside. Long now on the wing. He steps in. Has it stolen away. And the loose ball picked on the floor. And Feiler did not get a timeout. He ends up with a held ball call. And the possession arrow is in favor of Seelensgrove with 24 ticks left in the third. We got a Dandy Brook.
Well, Kevin, the Seals are—I'm telling you—they're playing with a lot of heart and a lot of hustle, and they're being very, very aggressive.
Over the right side, trying to trap, almost an over and back calls. Reich saves it. Now to the near side to Noggle, and James will commit the foul. That'll be team foul number 4 with 6.3 remaining. Not a shooting foul.
Except for putting being the fourth foul, that really wasn't a bad foul. Okay, they're trying to get the Seals to run the timeout here, not get a shot off.
Scott Miller coming in for the Braves now for Dietrich.
Well, I don't think they want. Mason only has one foul.
The only starter in the game for the Braves right now is Long. Reich with the basketball. They'll send it over to the far side. And a shot on the way. And it counts by Ulrich right at the buzzer. At the end of three, the Seals take their largest lead of the night. 35-28. You're listening to Murray's Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and watching it on the YouTube channel.
Some people say you can't change the world. At Lackawanna College, we believe you can. With in-demand programs like Medical Assistant, we help prepare you for a career in a field where you can make a difference in your life and in the lives of others. At Lackawanna College's Sunbury campus, we're not here to change the world. We're here to change you. So maybe you can change the world. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College in Sunbury. Get started today at lackawanna.edu.
By the way, I want to correct something we were talking about earlier. Sealands Grove does have two wins. They did have to forfeit the win with Mifflin County.
Why?
I believe it was an ineligible player that ended up playing that game.
Sealands Grove.
I believe that's what the difference was there, yes.
Wow, I didn't know that, Kev.
35.
You're just a wealth of information. That's all I can say.
I had some help.
Okay.
35-28. Shikellamy with the basketball. And, again, only one starter in the game for Shikellamy now, and that's Marshall. And Miller had his pocket picked by Harris. Harris takes it coast to coast. And it's 37-28 in favor of Sealands Grove.
Timeout
by Bill Ziegler.
Well, you know, right now the Seals are, you know, they're just flying high. If they were a hot air balloon, they'd be 10,000 feet above the ground. The Braves, I think they're down in the valley. I just don't know what's going on. Harris did a nice job. He just took the ball right off of Scotty Miller. And nobody really challenged him down here when he went in for the layup. The guy that was standing there just kind of stood there and faked the charge, you know. If you're gonna foul the layup, foul him.
This basketball broadcast on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel brought to you by WNL Mazda. Check out the premier lineup of Mazda vehicles today at WNL Mazda in Northumberland. Sporty roadsters, luxury third-row seating. You'll feel inspired by craftsmanship, technology, and safety features. Experience the WNL difference on Route 11 Northumberland, online at WNLMazda.com. Shikellamy down now by 9, the largest Sealands Grove lead of the evening. Pfeiffer fakes a 3, comes in, loses it, gets it back. Now finds Luciano, who will drive in, and he lost the ball. Richter got a hand on it, and it will be a held ball call.
Yep, they called a jump or held ball on that one, Kevin. Have you noticed the only person that's taken a 3-point shot for the Braves after Mason Dietrich made it has been Nate Luciano? Nobody's taken open shots, and maybe they're not open.
Now driving in is going to be Ulrich. Ulrich couldn't get it off and ends up with Marshall lobbing it now to Dietrich. Dietrich at the other end, rattled it home, and he'll go to the line.
That's a great outlet pass by Davis Marshall, and a nice job by Mason to catch it over his shoulder. And as he was going in, he got fouled by number 21, Ryan Reich. Made the shot, and that's Ryan Reich's third.
And now that's team foul number 6, Chief, and that makes this free throw large. And that one doesn't work. It's still a 7-point game.
Braves foul shooting is worse than usual, Kevin.
And there's a pass. It's tipped by Pfeiffer. Finds Marshall. Or make that Dietrich. Dietrich to Luciano. Lays it up and in. Timeout, Sealands Grove, and the lead down to 5 on a 4-point run on the 2 straight possessions with 6:45 to go in the final stanza.
Well, that press really worked to perfection that time. Pfeiffer steals the ball. Dietrich gets it. And right away, Nate Luciano was at the top, headed down court. Nobody was around him. And nice pass from Dietrich, and Luciano picks up his 10th point.
37-32, 6 team fouls for the Seals, 4 for the Braves. Foul trouble for Sealands Grove is Reich and George, and then with
Richter,
four, Richter. Is that four or three?
No, Richter has three. They
Richter have three, has three
yeah.
as well.
Richter, George, and Reich have three.
And the Braves really don't have anybody yeah. in foul trouble at this point.
Pfeiffer, Long, and James have two.
Now, as they break the huddle, it's going to be the starting five for Shikellamy.
Well, he brought the starting five in after that last timeout, Kevin.
And I believe the starting five in for Selinsgrove yeah. as well at this point.
Yeah, Richter's back in.
So the Seals with the basketball, and Reich will bring it in. He'll find George all alone under the basket.
Well, that's good ball movement. They got the ball to the foul line, and Davis Marshall came up to take that. Nobody was back here. With Spencer George, he gets the pass and makes the layup.
Back to a seven-point lead. Pfeiffer fakes the pass to the left, drives the lanes, scoops it up, can't get it to drop. Rebound Richter.
How many have we seen like that tonight, Kevin?
Wow, that far basket has been just really tough to get anything in. Both teams have struggled with it, the left side.
Nice pass. Nice drop by Pfeiffer to get the steal off of Richter.
Here comes Pfeiffer at the other end, puts it up, and a foul on the floor anyway.
It's going to be 1-1.
It is. That's team foul number 7. With 6:02 to go, it is a long time shooting right now.
Exactly, and it's 1-1. And I think I made this comment before. I don't know. They didn't put who the foul was on. They didn't put it up.
They didn't set it yet. Now they just
now
came across
did.
With it. I
okay.
think it's going to be
14.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's on Harris.
Ethan Harris, his first.
Pfeiffer, a 68% free throw shooter on the season. A little bit more than that now as he's 2-for-2 from the line tonight. Big 1-1 here. Good. Dropped it off the front of the rim. Makes it a six-point game now with 6:02 to go, and Selinsgrove in the lead. They have led for the majority of this game since midway through the second period. Second one is good. That one barely moved the net. Five-point game now as the Braves get a chance to go 2-2-1 press. Selinsgrove's handled it fairly well, and Long will commit the foul. And that's a good call because Long came in there way too hot that time.
Well, he, trying to get to a position up the floor, his angle wasn't the best, and he did a chest bump into Reich. And that's Braden's third foul.
He is the first one for Shikellamy in foul trouble. Team foul number 5. And bounce pass to Reich. Reich has the pass stolen by Marshall.
Nice pass.
Marshall lobs it to Luciano, lays it off the glass and in.
Well, good job by Davis to come out and steal the ball out in the wing. And then he got the sense to just get it right out to Nate Luciano for the layup.
It's a six-point run for the Braves. They now trail it by 3. Pass to Marshall. Picked it off. Lays it up off the window. No, he missed the shot. George with the rebound.
Yeah, Nate Luciano all by himself too, Kevin.
George comes in. Offensive foul, and that's charge number 6 taken by Long, who's getting closer and closer to a steak dinner.
Well, Spencer George picks up his fourth foul.
If you get to 10, the coach thought it was 10 this year.
It's a player control, so it's not 1-1.
Right, not a shooting foul. Coach thought if he made it to 10, somebody he would pay a steak dinner. That's a long-time thing in the Shikellamy program since Tim Ford's era. Bill Ziegler kept it, and Long was talking about it the other night. He kept, how many more do I need? How many more do I need?
How many more does he need?
He needs about 4. Over to the right side, Dietrich. Top of the key, Long. Left side, Luciano. Braves down by 3. Marshall gets it. Passes it. Top of the key. Pfeiffer fakes a 3. Goes to the foul line. Backs up. Gives it to Long now. Long via Dietrich. Spins inside. 10-footer. No good. Marshall tips it. Controlled by Selinsgrove and by Wright. And
Braves just having difficulty shooting anything that's not a layup and making it.
Good passing as they get it into Filer. Filer has it stolen by Long, but a foul.
Braden's going to pick up his fourth foul.
Yeah, that's going to be 2 quick fouls on Long.
Maybe it isn't Braden. I'll have to see. No, it is. Braden Long, number 13, picks up foul number 4.
That's going to be team foul number 6. And he'll stay in the game. Right now inbounding underneath the Selinsgrove basket. And they get it over the near wing to Ulrich. Attacking the basket to our right. They give to Wright. Guarded by Luciano. Now in the hands of Ulrich. Guarded by Pfeiffer. Over to the left wing, now to right. Top of the key, Filer, and a reach-in foul.
By Davis Marshall. That's going to put the Seals on the line, Kevin.
That'll be Marshall's
second. Yeah. So, Filer will go to the line. He has 8 points all in the first half, Kevin.
Filer's been to the line tonight once. I think he was two for two.
Yes, he was. He drained both of them. Nothing but the bottom of the net.
And that one is just the same. A carbon copy of the first two. Although nobody uses carbons anymore.
You're right.
4-point game. Seals Grove leading it. Now five. Seals Grove finally getting some points on the board after giving up six straight to Shikellamy. 41-36, 4:20 remaining in the game. Marshall with the basketball. Top of the key, long. Far side, Luciano. Marshall underneath, fouled, and will go to the line.
They have to make those shots, Kevin. I mean, you get the pass inside, you go up strong, you don't fade away, because we're not making our foul shots.
Filer will pick up the foul, his first. That will bring George back up off the bench. That is team foul number 9, and Marshall to the line to shoot 2. That one good. 41-37, as checking out will be Richter, coming in will be George. Outstanding game here in Seals Grove. Seals trying to pull this one off as their playoff game. Shot no good. Long puts it back up. Long will go to the foul line, and it will be two now.
If that's on Spencer George, that's his fifth foul.
Oh, boy, and he just came into the game.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. Richter now coming in, and that 4:10 to go in the final period, Spencer George evening, is over.
He played a great game, Kevin.
He did.
He's got 10 points, but, I mean, he did so much more.
Oh, defensively.
Nice job on Davis Marshall all night long. Sometimes over-hustle gets you fouls. And that's unfortunate because
he just came back into the game after that last stoppage.
His brother was a good inside player, too, and it's a shame. It really is.
And Long makes the first one. He's only been to the line 14 times. He is 8 of 14 from the line.
Well, that's his first points of the evening, Kevin. 4:10 to go here. The Braves up 41-38.
And that one hits all the rim, but it doesn't drop in. And a loose ball fought for. I'm not sure who's got it right now.
Out of bounds.
And it's out of bounds. It'll be Shikellamy basketball off of Harris on the left side of the court. And it was just a free-for-all underneath that. 3-point game halfway through the period. Luciano looking to inbound. They have to go all the way to Long at the half-court line.
That's all right. There's nothing wrong. That gives them a chance to set their offense.
Pass inside tip.
How many times is that going to happen? You got to get that ball up in the air. You can't throw a bullet.
Wright comes up with it. Now off the far side, Filer. Filer back to Wright. Into the far corner now to Harris. Harris finds Reich again. Baseline move over Marshall. No good. Making the save on the backside is Filer. Filer lost it, but he's fouled by Pfeiffer.
John's third foul.
That's a tough one.
Well, you know what? When you reach across the body, even if you don't hit him, and
you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt.
And
That's a good point.
I honestly think he did hit him. You know, I really do. It happened right in front of us here, Kevin.
Filer from the line.
4 for 4.
That is the third foul for Pfeiffer. And that one-on-one is not going to go. Luciano gets the ball, and he'll go to the line.
That's a
to
foul.
Shoot
it's
two.
A foul either on 14 or 33, Richter or Reich. And I don't
or Harris.
Know.
Harris.
Or Harris. And it's on Richter.
Yeah, that's his fourth now.
Wow. That's the second big guy inside. With 4 fouls.
So with 3:34 to go here in the period, in the final stanza, Luciano, a 54% free throw shooter on the year, will go to the line. And
shoot
all two. The Shikellamy players will be talking, except Luciano, to Coach Bill Ziegler. No good.
You know, if the Braves made their foul shots, Kevin,
this
they'd
would be a
ahead.
5-point lead.
Yeah, this is bad. There's a lot of,
that might be the line of the night.
There's a lot of unfilled in circles here.
That one's no good.
Another one.
And a nice rebound, wrapping that one up already. Ulrich will get it back with 3:25 to go. See if the Seelens Grove will try and take some time off the clock. Feeding out of Harris. Back to Ulrich, who will drive the baseline, put it up and in. 43-38, back to five.
He's been quiet here in the fourth quarter, but that was a big basket. They gave him the baseline, Kevin.
Luciano drives in, forces one, no good. Rebound by Richter. They really needed a good look in that possession and didn't get it.
It was an air ball.
Reich with a basketball under three. Top of the key, three, back iron, no. Big rebound by Pfeiffer. Need points on this possession. Pfeiffer in trouble, finds Luciano. Dietrich, three, just a little bit short. Good luck, Reich on the rebound, though.
Time's running down here, folks.
Indeed.
Braves losing a lot of opportunities to score.
That was a huge opportunity there. And getting right by Luciano is Reich, and he'll roll it in. And a timeout by Bill Ziegler as it's 45-38. Seelens Grove playing like this is a playoff game.
Well, everybody cleared out when Ryan Reich had the ball out front, and Ryan seemed to know what he was going to do with it. He did a couple of drills with that last pivot. He got by Luciano, and then he just went right to the bucket, and nobody was there to help out, and he scores, and that's his fifth point. He had the big three-point shot in the third quarter. After he missed the shot, the three-pointer that came out long, Seals rebounded, got it back out to him, and he made that one. So two big baskets here, one by Ulrich and one by Reich, to put them up, put the Seals up by seven here with 2:25 to go.
45-38, 2:25 remaining in this final period. 10 team fouls for Seelens Grove, 8 for Shikellamy. Brain Long sitting with 4 fouls, John Pfeiffer with 3, Ulrich with 3, Richter with 4, Spencer George on the bench fouling out. Now, right now, the worst thing that could happen is to have Richter foul out of this game for Seelens Grove, and then you lose your inside presence, although Filer has played very well off the bench.
Everybody that's come into the game for the Seals has contributed, Kevin. And right now, you know, the Braves need to score, and they're just having a rough time.
Well, with 2:25 to go, they don't come up with anything in this possession, it could be the ball game. Top of the key three, Dietrich. Rattled it out, no good, and a good box out by Ulrich, who picks up the board. Again, no three-point shots dropping for the Braves. Almost a steal by Luciano. Here comes Ulrich. Ulrich with a basketball, goes to the baseline, works his way up and in. 47-38, it is now back to 9, second time tonight. A minute 50 to go. Marshall working his way into the low box. Puts it up and in.
And
seven-point game, and he's going to go to the line.
And that foul is on Randy Richter. That's his fifth.
That will be Richter's ball game now. So it looks like Noggle is going to come up, and he's going to come in for Richter. So Seals with two that have fouled out of the game.
Again, Randy Richter just didn't score any points tonight, but his presence inside.
Oh, absolutely.
Just doing a great job of rebounding, and that time, unfortunately, Davis got around him, and I guess he bodied him up. That's all I can figure out.
It was a 9-point game, and now it's a 2-possession game. 47-41, minute 45 to go. Braves are going to press right off the play. Seals with a basketball as Feiler comes up with it at the foul line. They go back to Ulrich. Now there's a pass tip by Luciano. Goes to the backcourt to Ulrich. And a timeout by Shikellamy.
There's two people that, if I were the Seals, I would want to have the ball for me
right now.
I'm sorry.
I think was it a timeout by Shikellamy? No, Seals Grove.
Seals
Grove. When I said that, I'm like, how did they do that?
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Chief. Go ahead and finish your thought.
I forgot what I was talking about.
Minute 30 to go here in the fourth period, 47-41 after the Seelens Grove timeout. Seals leading it by 6 here on WKOK and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. Our game tonight, directed and by the executive producer hand of Chad Evans, Emily Fry on the broadcast tonight along with Dylan Kramer. I'm Kevin Herr. He's the Chief Dave Ritchie. Well, at least we remembered our names.
True.
47-41, a minute 30 to go here in the game. Selins Grove with the basketball.
Well, the two big guys for Selins Grove had 10 points. Spencer George had all 10 of them. And but the big, if I were anybody, if the Seals would put the ball in the hands of anybody, it would either be Ulrich or Reich. They're the two guys that have to handle the ball.
Here comes the inbound, and it'll go to Reich with a minute 25. He got his pocket picked by Luciano. Luciano puts it up and puts it in. 47-43. Back to a two-possession game. Ulrich with the basketball. They'll swing it around. The Braves pressing again. And Long had a chance to steal it. Almost got it out of bounds. Noggle saves it. Pass goes underneath. And back out. Luciano working on the defense on Ulrich. Ulrich comes around top. They're trying to defend Ulrich. He finds Harris. And a foul. And the shot is waved off.
Foul's going to be on Mason Dietrich. That's going to... It'll still only be a one-and-one situation. Here. And again, it's going to be Ethan Harris on the line. Ethan has two field goals tonight for 4 points.
Ninth team foul on the Braves. 47-43. 50.6 left. Big shots from the line for Harris. No good. Loose ball picked up by Luciano with 49 seconds to go. Braves down two possessions. Luciano finds the lane, will lay it up, and it will go in right off the rim, and it's a two-point game with 40 ticks to go. Braves trying to get a turnover here, and Dietrich had it for a second and lost it. Filer picks it up and a whistle and a timeout. That was seconds away from being a tie game because Dietrich had it, and he had nobody underneath the basket. He could have just easily put that one in. And with 29.8 remaining, a full timeout for the Seals and a two-point game here in the final period.
Well, right now, if the Braves don't get a steal or don't get a turnover, when it gets down below 20 seconds, they're going to have to foul. The unfortunate part about this is it's a two-shot foul for the Seals. So if they would make both of them, that would be a two-possession game again instead of just one. So interesting, Kevin. We've had a couple of really good games to broadcast, and again, this is another one. And the Braves, with the help of two of the Seals' big men fouling out, have put the pressure on and come back with some steals and some layups. They just can't make the outside jump shots.
Richter and George have fouled out of the game, and with 27 seconds to go, the Braves will go 2-2-1 again, as they have most of the night after a made basket. Across the line with
it.
And he traveled with 19.5 to go. The Braves will have a chance to tie it or take the lead.
Should be a timeout here. Should be a timeout.
Bill's going right over to the official, and Coach Ziegler says timeout to draw it up on the board.
Kevin, you know, you get some players in the situations when there's, it's tough out there. You're up by 2 points. There's not a lot of time left. There's full court pressure. And, you know, the two good ball handlers have to make sure they get the ball up, but then you got to get to some other guys. And I've been watching, and it just seems like you get that nervousness. And that time, the Seals did commit the turnover with the travel.
Richter and George out. Do you go inside? Do you really go inside?
Well, they've been at trouble all night long going inside, Kevin.
I do not
have an answer for that because
that's exactly why
I don't know if I have a lot of confidence.
Right.
Right now, I'm looking at Nate Luciano or Pfeiffer. You know, Davis Marshall's having a good game. He's scoring a lot of points. But I just don't know what you're going to do here. You know, we've had trouble going inside. We haven't made any jump shots. Most of our points have been off the steals and layups, okay?
Shikalemi has not been in a position to tie or take the lead since midway through the second period. Selins Grove has taken command of the game, led by as many as 9 twice.
The closest the Braves have been is at 4 points.
They're within 2 now. They have the ball. Luciano with it on the far wing. Top of the key. Dietrich, 3, no good. Pfeiffer had it, lost it. Pfeiffer fouls with 9.4 to go. Dietrich had an outstanding look and just rimmed it out of there.
And if the Seals would want anybody on the line, Ulrich, who's had a heck of a game tonight, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. He's got 18 points, Kevin. Two shots here.
He was a 65% free throw shooter for the season. And I believe he hasn't been to the line here tonight.
Yeah, he missed.
Or he missed one.
He missed the front end of a 1-1.
Well, he got that one. That makes it a three-point game. This one will make it a two-possession game, and it might ice it. He sets up. Shot on the way. Good. And a timeout by Selinsgrove with 9.4 to go. Now, the last thing you want to do is foul anybody right
now. Well, what you do is you just let the Braves give you the ball and make
let them take it.
Force them to dribble, and you got 9 seconds. And if they make a shot, and even if they make a three, you're still up by one.
But listen, the one thing that they don't want to do is what Central Mountain did in the first half, and that's watch Dietrich fire up a three, make the three, and then foul him after the ball was well away from the out of his hand.
That's for sure.
9.4 remaining, 10 team fouls apiece. Selinsgrove trying to pull off the upset, leading it now by 4 in a two-possession game. Don't forget, no matter what happens tonight, Monday night, the Braves will be playing host to someone from District 6. We think.
Yeah, it's
depending on how the points work.
Yeah.
We think they will either be playing Hollidaysburg
or
Belfont, or maybe even Selinsgrove again if the points work out the right way. We do know either way they will be hosting a game as either the 1 or the 2 seed. Here's Luciano with the inbound. He'll find Dietrich with 9. Dietrich sends it over to Long with 6. Long spins inside, scoop shot, good. Timeout with 2.2 to go. Back to a two-point game, 49-47, Selinsgrove leading it.
Well, now you look for the steal, Kevin. That's basically, if you don't steal, you're going to have to foul, and that's going to take a lot of, 2.2 seconds.
You've got to make that foul ultra quick.
Yeah, but if you don't get the steal.
Right.
You got to deny.
And then the problem is, I think Coach Ziegler might have one more timeout left. The question is, if you get possession, can you take the timeout and have yourself enough time to set up a play?
You steal the ball, you got to try.
No, I mean even if you steal it at half court or something.
Yeah.
But you're right. If you steal it on the inbound, you're going right to the basket.
If they steal it at half court, the game's over.
That's true.
You know, with 2.2 seconds here. The Seals might be just as well off is to chuck the ball long and make sure there's a collision where the ball gets touched.
One thing you don't want to do, though, if you're Selinsgrove. You don't want to throw the ball away down here at the right end with nobody touching it. That's the one thing you don't want to do is throw the ball too deep in half court and nobody touches it and no time rolls off the clock. Here comes the inbound from Harris. Harris finds the player, and he finds Filer, who is fouled with 1.4.
Braden Long picks up his fifth foul, and Braden's going to sit down.
That will be the night for Braden Long. Now, if he misses this one, you get the rebound. Is there time to take a timeout?
Boy, Kevin, 1.4 seconds, man.
I don't think there's enough time to take a timeout.
No, I don't.
If you have one left.
Filer is 4-for-5 right now from the line, Kevin. He's got 10 points on the evening.
I think the best thing the Braves can hope for is he misses the first, picks up the second. And Filer trying to put this one away, and he got the first one. And now the... ...49-47, second one on the way, good. Make it 51-47. Luciano with a half-court shot for 3, and that one is no good. The Seals dump off Shikellamy on the final game of the regular season. 51-47. We'll have the post-game wrap-up when we return. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
The appliance pros at Peter's Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peter's Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction.
Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
The Sealands Grove Seals pulling off a stunner tonight in the Seal Dome for their final home game of the season. A 51-47 victory over the Shikellamy Braves. They have 20 points from Isaiah Ulrich, have their two big guys foul out, one with about 4 minutes to go in the game, and outlast the Braves after Shikellamy jumped out to an early lead. Midway through the second period, Sealands Grove took it over and then never looked back and never got any closer. Shikellamy never got any closer than 2 points in the second half of that game and in the fourth period, outscoring Sealands Grove 19-16, though, just was not enough tonight. And the offensive performance tonight for the Braves, very sluggish.
Well, the one thing that's very, very obvious is the fact that they didn't hit any jump shots. You know, they had 1 3-point basket from Mason Dietrich. No other. I don't remember seeing another jump shot. They've all been layups, or they've been what we like to call runners, and that's something that you know you got to be able to make those jump shots. And the other thing is they were 10 for 21 from the foul line, Kevin, below 50% this time. But, you know, listen, let's give credit where credit's due. Sealands Grove played their tails off tonight.
You betcha.
And you know, they got a great performance from Isaiah Ulrich with 20 points, and he's a very emotional leader out there. But Theo Filer came up with 12 points, and Spencer George, even though he fouled out at 10, and I really think that Spencer George and Randy Richter, both of who fouled out of the game, did a great job inside neutralizing any inside buckets. The Braves had a lot of inside shots, but they were off balance a lot of times, and it was just I think a lot of pressure, a lot of body on body that kept the Braves from making those. Again, you could see that the Seals were emotionally
oh, they were
set
definitely
to play
here.
This game.
Yeah, they were definitely here for this one. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
I think what impressed me the most with the way Sealands Grove played this game tonight was how well their bench players played when they needed them the most.
Well, Kevin, I'm looking at they only played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They only played 6 guys.
Well, but again, when they brought Filer into the game, or
well,
Filer
played
very,
Filer
had very
a good
well.
Game. You know, the emotion was there to, and it wasn't an emotion that would make them make mistakes. I shouldn't say that. they made a lot of mistakes, but the Braves never got good at it.
But to talk about Filer a little further, here's a guy that averages two a game, ended up with 12.
I know.
And that was a big part of Seelens Grove's success tonight. Bill Ziegler joining us here on the postgame. Coach, one of the most frustrating nights from the floor, I think, I've seen the Braves play all year.
10 for 21 from the foul line didn't help either, that's for sure. You know, the first half, they did a pretty good job switching every time we tried to get Davis the ball in the post. And instead of flashing high, he kept running low into the right where the defender was. But, you know, give Seelens Grove the credit. You know, they came out hungry and ready to play. And, you know, they made a lot more foul shots than us down the end, and that was a big difference.
You know, you were able to get their bigs in some foul trouble and out of the game early here with about 4 minutes to go in the fourth period. What was it that, I mean, was that part of the game plan, was to really attack them inside?
Well, anytime we play a game, our goal is to try to get Davis Marshall the ball. So, you know, if their bigs get in foul trouble, that's even the better. But, you know, Davis is a big part of our offense. We try to get him the ball as much as we can.
I don't think we made many jump shots tonight. I don't think we made many jump shots tonight. I think the three-point shot by Mason Dietrich might have been the only jump shot. So
yeah, we did not make any. We were probably one for at least 10. You know, we were down two and ran a set to try to get either Davis the ball in the block or get Mason a shot at the top of the key, and he had a good look at the top of three. It just didn't go in.
Bill, appreciate the time. No, this was a heartbreak for you. 51-47. But the nice thing is you get to hit the reset button now, and it goes 0-0, and now it's win and stay in.
You must be a mind reader, Kevin, because what you just said over the air is about pretty much what I said in the locker room, that, yeah, this stings, and this is not how we want to go into the playoffs. You know, but there are many teams that I see losing the Big Ten championship and then go on to make a nice run in the NCAA tournament here.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a four-team tournament, and all it takes two wins to win a district title. We got to get back to work tomorrow and do everything we can to, you know, take step one on Monday.
And still don't have to worry about traveling anywhere on Monday. That's the important thing, too, there.
That is. That's nice.
Yep. All right, Bill. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you Monday
Coach.
Night.
Thank you.
Coach Bill Ziegler, always very gracious, even on a night like tonight with a tough loss against a rival. We're in a game that I know he really wanted wanted to springboard into the playoffs with. Unfortunately, the Seelens Grove playing it like it was a playoff game tonight. They felt like it was a playoff game tonight. They had the emotion of a playoff game tonight and won it 51-47. Chief, your final thoughts.
Again, you just have to give you know, Coach Hummel and his staff and the players from Seelens Grove, a lot of credit. They, I think even Coach Ziegler said they were hungry.
Leading scorer for Seelens Grove and leading all scorers, Isaiah Ulrich with 20. Filer had 12. Spencer George with 10. For the Braves, leading the way, Nate Luciano with 16. Davis Marshall with 12. But again, one of the key stats in this game, 10 for 21 from the line, below 50%. And Seelens Grove.
They were 10 for 18. If you make your foul shots, you win the game.
Absolutely. We'll be back on Monday night here on WKOK and WKOK.com as the Braves will play host to someone in the District 6-4 tournament. Could be Hollidaysburg. Outside chance, maybe there's enough points that Seelens Grove could be the team that they play. May even end up playing Bellefonte. Who knows? One thing I can tell you, I don't think it'll be Central Mountain. I'm feeling pretty confident that it won't be
there. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they're pretty close there. So.
But anyway, whoever it is, we'll have the game for you here on WKOK and WKOK.com. Once again, our final score, it was Seelens Grove 51, Shikellamy 47. The Seals will improve on the season to 3-13. The Braves fall to 7-12. For Dylan Kramer, Chad Evans, Emily Fry, the Chief Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Herr. Thanks for joining us for Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. This has been a WKOK Sports presentation.